and she goes. That's what was. She goes. And so they, their leaders, and they all prayed and prayed and prayed.
Okay.
And just before looked like the crops was going to be eat up, from looked like out of nowhere, from over about the ocean, these seagulls came in and devoured those insects that was about to destroy the crops. Now people will tell that opposed to Mormons, I'm not opposed to them, you may be, but I'm not. People will tell you that the Mormons have erected a monument to the seagull. And you know, it doesn't amount to anything. It does amount to something. Because why they did that was because those seagulls came in and saved that crop that saved them from starvation, looked like. And they ought to put a monument up to the seagull. Some folks think they're just honoring a bird. No, they weren't. They were honoring what the bird did for them. And now that's like you said, this statue to Boll Weevil. But he's an impudent thing to us. To us, he was impudent.
Yes,
my husband, when he'd eaten up the crop and the house had burned, and then he'd sit up on his paintbrush.
That's about all you can stand from a
boll weaver. Yeah, that's a boll weaver. So to us, he's an impotent thing. Well, you know, out at, they're talking about the unusual statues. You know, out in West Texas, they've got a statue of a mule. You knew that. Well, they do. The town is named Mule Shoe. Mule Shoe is in West Texas. And it's a huge statue. But I can't tell you specially why they used it. But the town is named Mule Shoe, and the statue in their town is of a mule. It's named Mule Shoe. I've seen him. And I have some friends that come here to Ramada for them.
You mentioned when I was asking you about that insect that made its nest out of mud. Do you have anything around here called dirt daubers?
Yes.
Are they like that? Do they make their nest out of mud?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, that'd be the hatefulest thing.
Now, do they sting?
Not that I know of. I've been around dirt daubers, and they get that dirt where you've watered your plants some way or another. I'm just thinking about my home on Old O'Neill. They had the light meter, inset recess room that we had to go into the house entrance. Why? The light meter was in there, in a case that was sunk, countersunk, I guess you'd call it. And every year, nearly, the dirt daubers would get on the inside of this. The light meter was inside of a casement like that was sunk in the wall. And the dirt daubers would get in there and build their little nests of dirt all in there. And we'd have that to clean out nearly every year. Because I had watered those flower beds around the edge of the house, and he could find his mud, and there was a place for him to kind of hide and get in there. The door didn't fit well enough, but what he could scrooge in with his mud, and he'd build him a mud house in there. Yeah, just water, dirt. But it's different to the termite. His house is, when he leaves it, it's just like a little rock stuck up there, and it's hard. And you have to really punch to get it out. But this termite, why, his little house is kind of soft, like, because he's taking these little bits up there.
Well, do you ever see this insect that used to fly around at night and flash on and off?
Oh, yes, lightning bugs. Lightning bugs.
Do you still have those around?
Oh, yes. But I do not know whether they are the same thing. Do you know anything about the glowworm grotto in New Zealand? Well, there's a glowworm grotto. What was that?
This tape recorder sometimes picks up these CB radios.
Oh, and that's what that is.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, in New Zealand, there's a glowworm grotto. And I went there between my two surgeries. Wasn't anybody else gone but me. But I wanted to, I'd been on all of the continents and I wanted to get Australia and New Zealand. And I went there before my first...